White House, Democrats mock House GOP oversight revelations on Biden family business. By Wendell Hasebo on May 10, 2023. The Democrats' White House mocked the House Oversight Committee's Wednesday revelations that the Biden family business over the course of several years received over $10 million from business schemes in Romania and China in return for what the committee claims appears to be influence peddling. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, R.K. White, also revealed the names of the 9 Biden family members who received funds from the family business schemes. Only 3 were previously disclosed. Ian Sams, a White House spokesperson, ridiculed Comer's findings for not including any revelations directly tying the president to his family's foreign business schemes. For years, the Biden family peddled influence and access to the highest levels of the U.S. government, Comer posted on Twitter. Tomorrow at 9 a.m. at GeoPoversite will provide Americans concrete evidence. For weeks, James Comer has been promising he would reveal at his presser 6 specific decisions that President Biden has unduly made because, as Comer bizarrely claims, he is compromised, whatever that means, Sams posted on Twitter. He didn't. Gee, I wonder why. Sams questioned. Sharing a quote of Comer's, Sams also claimed that Comer was alleging that Biden had committed treason. Despite Comer himself offering, 1, no evidence of any wrongdoing by POTUS, and, 2, no examples of any influence on government decisions, this is getting really desperate and sad. Representative Jamie Raskin, RMD, ranking member of the Oversight Committee, issued a statement claiming Comer's revelations are innuendos, misrepresentations, and outright lies, predicated on cherry-picked bank records. Once again, Chairman Comer has failed to provide factual evidence to support his wild accusations about the president. He continues to bombard the public with innuendo, misrepresentations, and outright lies, recycling baseless claims from stories that were debunked years ago. Unable to implicate the president directly, committee Republicans have resorted to using cherry-picked bank records, misrepresentations about confidential and unverified bank reports known as SARs, and baseless conspiracy theories to attack the president's family, including his grandchildren. Despite the defense, the White House and many Democrats have ignored the falsehoods Joe Biden previously purveyed about the family business. "My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about, China? I have not had, the only guy who made money from China is this guy, Donald Trump. He's the only one. Nobody else has made money from China," Joe Biden claimed in 2020. On Wednesday, the committee said Biden's claim was false. Joe Biden told the American people on October 22, 2020 that Hunter never made money from China, the committee posted on Twitter. That is a lie based on the bank records. When Joe Biden was questioned in March regarding his family's intake of over $1 million from a Chinese company, Biden claimed, "That's not true." Because Biden has denied the existence of the evidence, the committee included bank records inside of its Wednesday memo to refute any false claims by the White House. Federal district courts across the country routinely admit bank records as evidence in criminal and civil trials, the committee explained. Any claim these documents are unreliable is false, misleading, and contradicts the federal rules of evidence. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.